Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Today, I'm going to talk to you all about lip filler migration. This is a trending and really popular topic of concern amongst patients and injectors. And I think we're seeing a trend to lip filler migration because we have been injecting lips year upon year, month upon month, syringe upon syringe until finally, that fun trend of looking sexy, voluptuous, and, you know, more confident is a little bit too much. It's possible that we've been sold a bill of goods where the filler companies have told us that the filler lasts only a year and goes away. And in reality, what we're finding is that the filler can last somewhat longer than that. Everybody's metabolism, of course, is different. Everybody's lip anatomy is different, but the lip is essentially a tubular structure. So when we fill up the tube all the way, you know, just like putting water in a water balloon, there's a limitation to how much that encasement or tube or lip anatomy can hold. And eventually filler can seep out, just like water building up pressure in a garden hose will eventually spring some small leaks and leak out into the periphery. So if you have a friend or if you're a person who has somewhat of a filler mustache or appearance of filler extending outside the border of the lips, giving a thickness or projection or a ducky appearance to the upper lip. I've even seen it in the lower lip. Fear not, you can fix this problem. And we together as injectors can also fix this problem by just having attention to detail. Filler migration in the lips happens when the injection techniques are not followed precisely and the vermilion or pink border of the lip is violated. And there's some different types of injection techniques, like a picket fence technique, which creates vertical bands of filler going up and down. That creates vertical height and it's very lovely, but multiple injection sites are needed and multiple piercings of this thin membrane. The white line and the vermilion border of the lip can create kind of a leakiness to this membrane, which, you know, over time, remember your muscles of your mouth are a circular muscle. So the more they contract in, the more there's a little tendency for filler probably to leak out these little perforations when the contractions occur. And of course, it doesn't happen to everybody. So number one, do not freak out. You can still get your lip filler done and you can have very effective and very lovely lip filler done. You need to see a great injector and someone who's going to have attention to detail and respect the natural anatomy of the lip. Now let's answer some common questions about lip filler, filler migration, etc. Number one, is it common for lip filler to look unnatural? The answer to that is no. I would say it's very not common. When you are walking down the street and you see and notice somebody's lip filler, it's because you're noticing bad work or excessive work. And the majority of my patients have really subtle, very natural results that just look hydrated. A good lip filler should look hydrated, refreshed, more feminine, about 20% to 30% more plumpy. So people who have an unnatural appearance to their lip filler are either, number one, asking for it because that's their vibe and their aesthetic, or number two, just maybe over-injected. They have maybe done a few too many syringes or with bad technique. It's normal for lip filler to look very natural. Number two, does it cost money to dissolve these lips and are we wasting our money? Yes, it costs money and you have paid for a service and we are providing the service just like anything. Sometimes complications can happen. Filler can need adjusting. There is no perfect human set of hands on any surgeon, aesthetics provider, injector, nurse, or PA. It is possible that sometimes your work may need to have adjustments, whether it's your under eyes or your lips. It does cost money. It costs money for the Hylenex, the enzyme that's used to adjust these areas. A good injector, I feel like if you have a little area that needs adjusting on your patient, you will take care and absorb that cost because that's the right thing to do. You just do a little touch up. If you feel like there's a little lip lump or irregularity, you do a little dissolving and adjusting, and I don't think your patient should pay for that. Personally, in my practice, I don't charge for that. I'm responsible for my work and I want the best work out there, and I will make sure you get it or I will correct it till we're both happy. It costs about $350 to $700 to dissolve lip filler. It really depends on the amount of filler that's in there and the number of syringes that you've had and the type of filler. If you're coming to see an injector about dissolving your lip filler, please know which filler you had placed. the name of it, and the number of syringes and the timing of when it was placed, because different fillers are different density, different amount of cross-linkage, different amount of cohesivity, and they all dissolve differently. Thinner fillers would be like Restylane products, Bellatero. Thicker, more difficult to dissolve would be Vicross technology like the Vobella, Velour, Voluma. It's so important that you know what is in your lips, so please be sure you tell us. Number three, do we use a dental blocker numbing cream? Yes. When we dissolve lips and when we inject lips, we love to use a numbing cream. In my practice, I use a triple anesthetic cream, which is a combination of benzocaine, lidocaine, tetracaine. It is excellent. You really feel like you have a lot of numbness. Are you going to still feel it? Yes, you are, because it's sensitive to have a needle tip placed in the lips. The lips are just one of those inherently super sensitive areas, but I assure you, you can do it. It's very fast and it is effective. I think that a dental block is not preferred. I feel that the lips turn into a mound of tissue without movement, without muscle tone. When you give a dental block, everything goes flaccid, and I don't feel that the results look as natural or as good. We really want to inject the lips in their natural state with movement, with muscle tone, and looking at how they lay naturally. You can't do that when there's a dental block in place. Next question, how many cc's should we put in a lip? Is 5 cc's too much? Oh yes, 5 cc's is way too much. I generally recommend only one syringe should go into your lips per session, and then wait at least a month for the second syringe. Some lips can accommodate 2 to 3 syringes and still look very natural because they have a larger envelope to fill. And as long as you do this gradually, you will be able to give time for the filler to settle in, to disperse, and to look really pretty and natural. But 5 cc's is a lot. I don't think most women, most lips do not need that amount of volume. You do run the risk of looking a little sausagey or a little overdone with large volumes. The average lip looks gorgeous with 2 syringes. The average Instagram girl today has 2 to 3, I would say. And I think that people who've been doing lip filler for a lot of years may have done up to 4 to 5 syringes over time, but hopefully there's been some breakdown of the initial product. And hopefully you don't re-inject your lip until you feel that the volume has diminished. Do not be one of these people who just keeps coming in for lip filler because you just feel extra sexy and you just need to feel that again and again and again. I understand the feeling. I truly, honestly do. And we could do little micro touch-ups, but we don't need to overdo it because then your lips come into the room before you do. And people don't look at your pretty eyes anymore. They look right at your big lips. Next question, if your filler's feeling rock hard, do you need to dissolve it? And why does that happen? Yes, if your filler's feeling rock hard, that can happen from underground bruising or too much filler injected in any one location. The filler does feel tense and sometimes edema or swelling can kick in. In the first 2 weeks, we expect that. After 2 weeks, if you have a hardened area, sometimes old bruise can create areas of scar, calcification. It definitely should get checked. It happens from tissue trauma and too much filler going into lips. So if your lips are feeling rock hard, let's definitely get that checked and let's think about adjusting it. Next question, how long does it take to dissolve lips? So the enzyme hyaluronidase, which dissolves the filler, also known as Hylenex, works very fast, almost instantaneously. It's kind of a little miracle product, and its half-life is roughly about 2 minutes, so the majority of the dissolving process can occur in front of you in those first 2 minutes. Now, we are injecting volume of liquid, so the lips do swell from the actual medication volume, and any associated bruising and swelling goes down after the first week. So I tell patients to wait at least 2 weeks after the dissolver, do a lot of lymphatic massage, and kind of really try to break down any filler product. Your results will be quite nice, but it's always fun to inject hyaluronidase because you can see your results right away and people inevitably feel so much better and so normal and they feel like themselves again once we inject it. Next question, do you need surgery to remove lip filler or lip products? And what's a good time to commit to surgery or permanent change? So you don't need surgery to remove the average hyaluronic acid products. However, if you've injected silicone, that is your only option to truly remove the product, is to open up the lip tissue and take it out. It's a very painful and difficult process. If it's conglomerated all in one or two solid areas, I do recommend it. If it's dispersed all through the lip, it can be very difficult to remove all the silicone. That's a problem that you need to come in and do a consultation for. You can do permanent surgery to improve lip position, like the lip lift or VY advancement, which means like basically trying to get the lip to come up and shorten the distance between the nose and the lip. And that's always an effective procedure. When your distance between your nose columella and the Cupid's bow extends longer than 12 to 13 millimeters, this is where we start to look a little long in the lip. And doing surgery to do a lip lift and shorten that distance is going to give you a natural looking result and a younger looking face, younger looking mouth. So I definitely recommend you think about that and come and see us for a surgical consultation if you're thinking about it. It does swell for a few weeks after surgery, so it's the kind of thing you're going to have to be very patient as it settles in, but the results can be excellent. Next question. Are there issues with going to different injectors to get filler done? And this is one of my favorite questions because this is a chronic problem in society right now. Unfortunately, we are starting to look at filler as just a commodity. Like it's a pack of gum and I can buy it anywhere. I can get a lip here and a lip there and it's the same lip everywhere. That is absolutely not the case. That is very important for you to get over that notion because your filler is only as good as the person injecting it. It really has very little to do with the name of the filler, the brand name, the type of the gel. Honestly, it's all about technique and experience. And a good artist can take any paint box and make a masterpiece and do a really beautiful piece of work. And a bad artist also can take that same paint box and create a disaster for you. I think you need to understand that artistry is involved and assessment of your face is involved and harmonization of your face. All of these features need to talk to each other. Your lips, your cheeks, your eyes, they need to match. You need to be the same person. You cannot buy your cheeks from one injector, your lips from another, and your chin from another, and not expect to look a little Picasso-esque. You know, that's not exactly how it should be done. You want one artist in charge of your face. At least I do. Can it take more than one session to fully dissolve lips? Yes, it can. 100%. Especially the Vicross technology, Voluma, Vobella, Volure. These fillers can take a lot of dissolving sessions, two, sometimes three. And Juvederm Ultra Plus is one of the fillers that's currently being considered as a culprit for filler migration. This one also is tightly cross-linked and takes more sessions of dissolving. Typically, the amount of sessions depends on the amount of filler, so more syringes, more sessions. And after you dissolve the lips, will they ever go back to normal? Yes, they will go back to normal. Your body is equipped to heal. Your body has the ability to metabolize these filler breakdown products. Lymphatic massage will certainly help. Repeat sessions to make sure it's all out of there will help, but your lips will return to their normal texture, tone, and soft loveliness as soon as you take out this excessive filler and filler migration. And if you've had filler done for years and you decide to get rid of it, is it going to change or damage the underlying structure of your lips? Is it going to deplete your face of its natural hyaluronic acid? No. So no studies have proven this. No study has shown that giving an enzyme, Hyalinex, to break down a gel filler is going to additionally break down your own natural skin's hyaluronic acid. And that's a very good thing. Our skin has very good hyaluronic acid content when we're young. And as we get older, that quantity of hyaluronic diminishes. So this is looking less plump, less juicy, and less youthful. When you're a baby, you have a ton of hyaluronic acid in the big juicy cheeks. That's why you look so juicy. As we get older, that quantity changes. And adding filler adds back some of that delicious hydration to the skin and the tissues. But using Hyalinex does not dissolve the body's natural hyaluronic acid. There haven't been any studies to prove that notion. So be comfortable in knowing that when we apply this enzyme, we're putting it only where the excess filler is. The half-life is 2 minutes. It's very highly focused. Even if it diffuses outside that zone, it's not going to substantially alter hyaluronic acid composition of your skin. You are constantly breaking down your skin and your body every day breaks down collagen, breaks down hyaluronic. We have mechanisms mechanisms and enzymes in place to detect breakdown and rebuild. We do not have to worry about this. If you have lips that are lumpy bumpy, think about dissolving them because those bumps are just from bad injection technique. Sometimes that can happen if you purse your lips a certain way, if you have a scar in there that causes the filler to migrate. There are a lot of reasons why you might want to adjust your lips. Number one, filler migration. Number two, lumps or bumps. Number three, your lips are getting so big that they cover your teeth and you can't see your smile anymore. Number four might be that you have a side duck lip projection on profile view. And all of this is related to bad injection technique. I highly recommend that you evaluate your lips and be happy with them. And if you're not happy about any aspect of it, I don't want you to feel self-conscious going to parties and having people look at you and feeling judged. Just dissolve them and fix them and don't put so much worry into the process. It's quite simple to dissolve, readjust, and reevaluate. You should also think about dissolving tear trough filler if you've had it and it's causing a bluish discoloration under the eyes. I highly recommend getting that addressed. That is called the Tyndall effect, and that happens when filler is placed superficially to where it, for the physics of the light refraction, cause light from external sources to hit the filler in a way that reflects back blue. Patients get under eye filler performed so they can feel more refreshed and more alert and not look tired. And paradoxically, then after getting under eye filler performed inadequately or poorly or superficially, you can sometimes look more tired and be chronically having to use concealer to camouflage these blue Venus-looking lakes under the eye. If you have had filler done, and even if it was 5 years ago, 7 years ago, these fillers under the eyes can last a very long time. They can become compartmentalized and they can become trapped, and poor lymphatic drainage can block them from getting out of the under eye area. So if you see that blue discoloration, I highly recommend having it removed. Under eye filler is very tricky, and sometimes you can get swelling from the placement of the filler if the filler is too close to your orbital fat pads. Remember, filler is like a sponge. It draws in 1,000 times its water weight of content. And in doing so, it can cause too much water near the fat pads and other delicate eye tissues that have a tendency to swell and draw up water themselves. If you're a person who has under eye bags, let's be honest, you have days when you wake up puffy. So adding a spongy filler in that area may worsen that problem. And if you're getting under eye filler done, please remember this is a substitute for surgery. It's inferior to surgery. The gold standard is surgery to take care of the fat pads, to tighten the skin, to improve the tear trough with fat transfers. So if you're getting filler done, just be aware of the fact that it's a challenging area and your injector and you will work together to do the best possible job. And if it doesn't work out, and if you're swelling, get a little superficial placement, have some tear trough puffiness, be patient, wait 3 weeks, do massage, avoid salt. Remember, lymphatic massage helps a lot. Take the steroids, take the antihistamines, and if it's still not working out, dissolve it and say, okay, we tried and maybe I just need surgery. But don't always blame your injector because a lot of it has to do with your anatomy. So those are my thoughts on filler and should you dissolve your filler or not. I think it's something you should dissolve if you're not fully satisfied with it. I generally want people to wait a month or so for swelling to go down, for bruising to go away, for healing to take place, for lymphatic massage to occur. And that goes for lips and that goes for under eyes. If you've worked together with your injector, you've massaged, you've done all the things, and you're still noticing an issue, by all means, dissolve it. Just be aware that it's an art. It's a science, but it's also an art. And with every art, there needs to be revisions, adjustments, and collaboration until you can create the definition of beauty that's good for you. And that's my 10 cents on what do you need to know about dissolving filler, lip filler, filler migration, and the under eyes. These are all such interesting and complex topics. I hope you guys will send me some questions. Don't forget, you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my awesome lip plumper. If you can't find me for lip filler, you can try my lip plumper and my under eye cream with all trans retinol, one of the only eye creams that has retinol, green tea polyphenols, vitamin K for darkness and discoloration, and Arnica. I love this eye cream. Highly recommend it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.